Are you ready to elevate your career with a professionally published book, but unsure where to start? I'm Lynn Aliquity-Smargis, and I work with thought leaders, executives, and speakers on how to write and self-publish their book with confidence. From conquering imposter syndrome to navigating book marketing, join me each week for practical wisdom and proven strategies, bringing you closer towards your goal of self-publishing success. Whether you're a CEO with revolutionary ideas or a speaker with an inspiring journey, the Publishing for Professionals podcast is your roadmap to becoming a published best-selling author.
Hi, friends and future authors. This is Lynn Aliquity-Smargis back for another episode of Publishing for Professionals. I am so excited to have an awesome guest expert on today. And thanks for listening on today's episode. A big welcome back to my returning listeners. And if you are a new listener, welcome to the Publishing for Professionals podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Make sure to hit that like, follow, or subscribe button if you're on a podcast player or if you are on YouTube so you can get another informational episode dropped to you next week. So today I have an incredible conversation lined up for you. I'm joined by Nikki Ballou. He has been called the world's greatest podcast guest because he has been a guest. This is absolutely incredible on over 800 shows. He always brings power, passion, and actionable tips to every appearance and was recently invited to speak at the prestigious Transformational Leadership Council's semi-annual conference, sharing the stage with Joe Polish, Lisa Nichols, and Mike Koenigs. The TLC is the world's leading organization for transformational global thought, and Nikki is definitely one of those thought leaders. So Nikki, welcome to Publishing for Professionals.
Lynn, it's an honor to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
I'm so excited you're here because we had a little bit of back and forth, but we finally figured it out. So that was great. I'm so excited you're here today because you're talking about a topic that I love to talk about as well. And today's topic we are going to talk about is how to leverage your podcast guesting to maximize your book sales and drive ideal clients towards your books. Because a lot of people love to podcast guest, but they're not very strategic about how they do it. And then that's what you're going to talk about today is the strategy behind it. Because obviously you are an expert at this, doing over 800 shows, and you are a New York Times bestseller. So let's jump in with what are, I guess, maybe the biggest common mistakes or misbeliefs people have about podcast guesting?
That's a fantastic question. And let me answer it by telling you a little bit of my backstory of how I got into podcast guesting and how I used to do it, which was all wrong, and how I'm doing it now, which works a ton better. So back in the time of the lockdowns, Canada, where I live, was locked down pretty hard. And we had a live in-person events business. So about $500,000 of revenue just kind of walked out the door. And I'm freaking out over here, okay? So I call my business mentor, Mark Von Muser, who used to be Tony Robbins' director of coaching and sales training. And I go, Mark, I'm freaking out over here, pal. We got to do something to turn this around. You got any ideas? And he's like, give me a minute. And he's one of these people who's very Buddha-like, and he'll go into a like trance-like state, and you can't interrupt him. You just got to wait till he comes out of it. So he's there, and he goes, I got it. Why don't you go be a guest on other people's podcasts, but not just to get visibility, likes, followers, but to actually build relationships, create leads, generate sales, and get clients? And I'm like, okay, I'll try anything, man. Sure, sign me up. How do we do this? What do we do? And he gave me the greatest single piece of coaching I've ever gotten in my life, Lynn. You ready for it?
I actually
tell people to write this down. He said, and I quote, I have no freaking idea, but we'll figure it out together. That's what he said to me, right? So I signed up to Podmatch, which is how you and I met. And I got on 100 shows in some like 30 days, okay? And those 100 shows, no leads, no sales, no clients. But what happened was I was learning. Every show I went on, I'd have an after action call with Mark, and we just tinker with it. All of a sudden, it all came together. Show 101, got my first relationship, my first lead, my first sale, my first client. And I've been off into the races. Since then, I've been a guest on over 830 podcasts. Podcast guesting has helped me generate over 7 figures in business revenue and sales. And I realized that so many other people who go on podcasts as a guest, in fact, almost everyone, 99.999% of people do it wrong, do it the way that I used to do it. And there was an opportunity for me to be of service to these people and to teach them how to do it properly and correctly. And I'll tell you the first thing, Lynn, the reason most people who go on shows don't get a result is because they have what I call a weak intention. Okay. Mm. And their intention is they want to go on a show to have a great conversation and to get some visibility, expand their reach, get some likes, get some followers. That's a weak intention. Okay. That kind of intention is why people go on show after show after show after show. They got no book sales. They got no ideal avatar clients on their calendars, and they certainly got no new sales as a result of this. And a weak intention is pretty useless if you think of it.
Right.
Okay. Now, what I realized is that you need to have a strong intention, because strong intention is very helpful. So the intention that I learned I needed to have was, I'm going on a show to build a relationship, to generate leads, to generate sales, and to generate clients. You see the difference between that intention and the previous intention?
Yes. They're two totally different things, right?
Totally different things. Totally different universes. Okay.
Totally different focuses when you're coming on a podcast.
Imagine you are someone, right, who is attracted to somebody and you want to ask him out on a date. If your intention was, I want to go out on a date with him, but in your mind, you're going, well, maybe, you know what? I just like him to kind of know who I am and notice me first. How well are you going to do getting to go out on a date with you versus the dude that comes over and goes, hey, you're cute. Want to have coffee? You know what I mean? It's a more direct intention, and direct, strong intentions are more powerful and get better results for people. You see what I'm saying? So that was the first thing that I understood that I needed to do. So I started to teach people this, right? And my first 100 shows, at first I was like, okay, I want to get, be nice. But then I was like, nope, the intention's got to be solid. I want relationships. I want leads. I want sales. I want clients. So that was powerful. So there's a second corollary to having a strong intention. And it's what I call the triple threat intention. So the triple threat intention deals with three categories. First is audience. Second is host. And third is you, the guest. Okay. So first, my triple threat intention is I go on a show, I want to inspire the audience. Like I was telling you off camera, man, look, there's a lot of things I'm not good at, but the good Lord has seen to fit to bless me with the ability to communicate powerfully, both in writing as well as in speaking, right? So when I go on a show, I come and I bring my communication mojo to inspire the audience. The last 5 years, Lynn, you would agree, have been hard on people. People have taken some mental health hits. They don't even know who to trust, if they can trust their own government anymore, never mind a whole lot of other people out in the marketplace. When they go listen to a podcast, they are giving their time, their attention, their energy to listen to somebody. And I'm telling you, I take that serious. I go on a show with bells on. I go on a show ready to give these people something they can sink their teeth into and run with. So every time I go on a show, I'm going to inspire the audience. Triple threat intention one, inspire the audience. Okay. So if you're going on a show, you better be ready. You better have your A game on. Inspire the audience. So number two, and this is really important, the host. So Lynn, you are spending time, energy, money putting on a podcast. You have to pay electricity. You have to pay for all your podcasting equipment. You've got an assistant.
I got to pay for my assistant.
Podcast editing costs that go, man, that's real costs. And on top of that, like, you got to bring your heart, your soul, your love to the table, your energy, your time that you could be doing something else with. You and I were talking offline about trying to make your time work for something I had in mind. And, you know, you were already committed. So all of this is, so I know this. I know you, the host, you're putting a lot into putting in the podcast. You're actually taking a big risk whenever you bring a guest on. What if that guest sucks, right? So my goal at the end of our time together, I want you in your mind to say, man, that's the best damn guest I ever had. I want him back because he really brought it. And my audience is going to, I want to make you look good. I want people to go, Lynn, man, who was that dude you brought on? My God, that guy was good. You know, that raises your brand elevation. That makes you like, it's very important. So triple fan intention number two, the host. I'm here to make the host look good. So triple fan intention number three, Lynn, meet a guest. This is an idea whose time has come, who until Nikki Belew discovered it by going on so many dang shows, nobody had talked about this, thought about this. Lynn, this conversation is an opportunity for you and I to do an old-fashioned thing in a very new-fashioned way. And that old-fashioned thing is to create a business connection and relationship. This is an opportunity. You and I spoke for 15 minutes before you started recording. We're going to probably speak for another few minutes when you're done recording. And on the show, if I come on and I do intentions one and two properly, you're going to think, I know this guy a little bit. I kind of like him. I kind of trust him. Yeah. Lynn, this is the opportunity to do business. Lynn, me, I do business. Like, I'm 58 years old, Lynn, okay? I do business with people I know, I like, and I trust. And in this conversation that you and I have had since 1 Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, you and I have been building no like and trust. Lynn, I'm clear. This is going to be a great show. You're going to love this. You're going to put it out there. You're going to get a lot of good feedback. And you're going to be saying, this was one of the best guys I've ever interviewed. But I'm also clear, as a result of what we're doing here, you're going to go, I like this guy, Nikki. I think we might be able to do something together. And Lynn, that intention for me as a guest to build that relationship with you as a host, nobody else really thought of this. Nobody else thought, oh my God, when I go on a podcast, I'm building a business relationship with a fellow business professional. And Lynn, this was the billion-dollar idea that allowed me to go from being another guy who went on a gazillion shows and never got anything out of it to being a guy who built relationships that have generated seven figures for me and tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars for tons of my clients.
That's amazing. I love it. And I love your triple threat, you know, looking at it from that perspective. But I think also, Nikki, a lot of people don't go into interviews with that mindset, whether it's like TV, you know, radio, podcast. A new connection I just recently made, she was telling me that she was sitting next to somebody in, you know, a TV show studio because they were both getting interviewed. And she asked the lady sitting next to her, what are you getting interviewed on? And she's like, oh, whatever the host wants to talk about. And she's like, oh, that's so bad, because she's thinking in her head, you're just wasting your time if you're just here to talk about whatever the host wants to. The professional came on and she was very specific and had an example and all these things and like how to work with her. And so, yeah, to your point, you do need to be intentional. You need to know what you're going into, why you're going into it, what results you're looking for to get out of it. And I think your three-step triple threat intention is really fabulous because it covers all the bases. I love it.
Thank you. So can I give you a couple examples of authors that I've coached who've used this to generate like lead sales clients relationships? Would that be cool?
Yes. I'm going to make it a cliffhanger though, because we're going to take a break right now for the podcast. And when you come back, I totally want to hear those examples because I know they're going to be really good. All right, friends. So just stay tuned. We're going to be back. Nikki and I will be back with some examples of how Nikki has helped his clients working through this process. Hey, friends and future authors, I know what it's like to sit at your desk staring at your manuscripts and wondering if you're the only person who feels alone when writing your book. That's why I created the Publishing for Professionals Virtual Writing Retreat, a sanctuary for leaders like you who are crafting books to elevate your thought leadership. Our writing retreat offers writing blocks, publishing support, and a place to share our resources and wisdom. Sign up today at www.writeforyou.me and click on events to register for this complimentary writing retreat today. Now let's get back to the show. All right, friends and future authors, we are back with Nikki Belew, New York Times bestselling author, and we are talking about the triple threat intention when you are going on podcasts, or this applies to radio or any TV show that you are going to be interviewed on, and how to use that time efficiently so that you can drive your ideal clients toward your book, towards sales, towards making money from your interviews instead of just getting some likes and views. So Nikki, before the break, we talked all about your triple threat intention. And now you have some examples of how you helped clients work through this process. So yeah, let's hear those. I'm really interested in finding out more about how you assist your clients in that process.
So, and these are authors. So I'm giving you some author-specific examples because I know you work with people who write books, and a lot of the people who write books are now going, well, how do I use podcasts to actually like make money through book sales or through attracting ideal avatar clients? So I want to talk about that because I think that's going to be relevant to your audience. So there's one fella, and I talked to you about him off camera. His name's Mathieu Mehuz. He's Belgian. He lives in the Azores. You know those gorgeous islands off the coast?
I have been there, and they are, yeah, that's a really great place.
So Mathieu, English is not his first language. It's not even his second language. It's not even his third language. It's his fourth language. He speaks Dutch is his first language. French is his second language. German is his third language. English is his fourth. But all the podcasts he goes on are in English. Okay. So there's people who go, okay, but Nicky, man, like, look at you, man. You speak English. You speak in complete sentences and paragraphs. I'm not like you. Come on. And I'm like, okay, there's Mathieu. And he has a book which is all about gardening. His thing is he helps people create the garden of their dreams. And then he has a higher level program for people who are really, really wealthy and who want to create like legacy spaces. So he does some of that work for them. So Mathieu learned my methodology in a 2-day course that I teach called Get Booked and Get Paid. Isn't that a cool, catchy name? Get Booked and Get Paid, right?
You clearly know what the course is about, that's for sure.
Right? Mathieu goes, does the show, and he goes, Nicky, I love it. You know, this cool Belgian accent. Okay, I'm doing this. So he goes on a show. He brings his book. He talks about his book. He does the things I teach him to do. First show he goes on, he books a discovery call. Makes a 3,000 euro sale. Next 8 weeks, he's got 10 shows booked. Goes on the show, brings out his book, does what I teach him. For 84 days, he's putting into effect everything we taught him. He made 124,000 euros in sales in 84 days.
I'm assuming this is not strictly he's making just book sales. He has like a course.
No. Listen, in fact, he's given away the book and he's using it to get avatar clients onto a sales calendar. That was what he was doing. The book was going away for free at this point to most of the people he talked to. He may have sold a few, but that wasn't his main focus. His main focus was put potential clients on his sales calendar.
So Boom. He was using the book as a business card specifically, just like we were talking about earlier. He's not looking to make $1 million off his book. He's looking to use his book to make $1 million.
So beautifully put, Lynn. How cool are you? That was glorious. That was glorious.
It's because I'm a writer. I always tell people that, like, if you're with me, I'm going to probably throw something out there that, like, I reverse design. But anyway, yes, I think that's an actual fantastic way to use a book. Obviously, because I'm in this business and I do that for people.
100%, right? So I'll tell you about another fellow who did this. And this guy, his name's Michael Matthew. He's a tax accountant. And he's a great guy. He's funny as all get out. But he's dry. You know, he's not the world's most charismatic dude, right? Like he's a tax accountant. I love him. He's great. He cracks me up all the time. So he comes on podcasts. And he's talking about a very specific niche type of stuff. And he's got this book too. And I forget the name of the book, but it's a clever, like dry, funny name of the book. He goes on the show and he starts talking about his area of expertise. And it is like so niche, so specialized, so like, you know, not mainstream like what we're doing over here. But the book, and here's the best part, the book made it possible for the host to say, yeah, I want you on the show. So here's what I want people listening to understand. When you get your book done with Lynn, that book will make it possible for you to get on shows to attract avatar clients and make more money. Make more money. So get your book done. Your book is your ticket to the show. Your show is a ticket to conversations with avatar clients. And the conversations with avatar clients is your ticket to cash in the bank. Okay, so that's what you got to understand. So very first show he goes on, the host goes, oh my God, you're so smart. Your book sounds so great. She said, I think all my clients could use you. And she said to him, would it be okay if I sent you some business referrals? Len, would it be okay if I sent you some business
right.
referrals?
Right. I'm pretty sure if he said no, he would have been crazy.
He got like 18 referrals, and I think like 10, 11 of them signed up with him. He made thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. So guys, these are two specific stories of writers, authors, who used their book to get authority, to get on podcasts as a guest, and use getting on podcasts as a guest and that authority that that conveyed to them to get discovery sales conversations with buyers and use those conversations to actually enroll people into their programs and get cash in the bank. So people yeah. say to me, why should I go be a guest on other people's podcasts, Nikki? The answer is because when you get booked on podcasts, you're going to get paid. And the fastest and best way to smooth you getting booked on podcasts is have a book. Have a book.
Yeah. And to your point earlier, when we were talking about in the first half, the weak and strong intention, when you come on a podcast or any type of, you know, guest appearance with a weak intention, people don't always know who your ideal avatar is because you're not very specific. But if you come on with that strong intention, like you're talking about with that gal who's like, oh, I can give you like 10 leads, right? Because she knows exactly what he does, what he's looking for, and his purpose and his services, because he came on with that strong intention. And when you come on with that strong intention, people understand you better and understand who you're looking for so they can properly refer you. And that's really important. And I know some people think like, oh, I don't want to like, whatever, take the limelight or like be pushy or whatever, but it's not being pushy or salesy. And the other aspect of that is if you're constantly on podcasts, it really does help to keep your pipeline filled, right? So the money is great, but then if you have money and then you don't have clients for a long time, that's not going to be a good way to continue with your business. But if you can keep that pipeline full, I think that's probably one of the best benefits of, you know, having this triple threat intention when you're going into an interview.
I couldn't have put it better myself. If you have a book, getting on shows becomes nearly effortless. So you still have to go out there and pitch yourself and whatnot. But if you have a book, it becomes nearly effortless. When you and I were talking about what kind of interview to do, the fact that I had a book was interesting to you. And the fact that it was a book that helps authors leverage their books in a way that's financially beneficial, that was like, okay, Nikki, I want to talk about that. But if you don't have a book, I'm not saying you won't get on podcasts, but let's say if you don't have a book, probably 30% of the people you pitch might be interested in you, okay? If you do have a book, 90%+ of the people you pitch will be interested in you.
Yes, that makes total sense. Well, Nikki, this has been incredible. And I know my listeners got a ton of value out of this. And I know you have an awesome boot camp to help people do all of these things and to really up-level their interview game. So where can people find you? So for people on YouTube, his information is right on the bottom banner. But for people who are listening to the audio podcast, Nikki, please give them how they can find you and how they can sign up for your boot camp and book you for a complimentary session.
You know, thank you for that. I'm embarrassed to say that the link for that boot camp is one of those crazy Stripe links. So I don't know it off the top of my head. I'll see what I can do about getting that. When you text me, I'll text you that link. That bootcamp's $88, guys. So it's like 2.5 hours, $88. I'm going to show you exactly how to get yourself on shows. That is what you're going to get when you go to that bootcamp. But if you want to have a complimentary strategy call with me, breakthrough session with me, you can do that at ecircleacademy.com/appointment. That's ecircleacademy.com/appointment.
Awesome. Well, this has been great, Nikki. Thank you so much for coming on today. I really enjoyed the interview, plus all the great information that you shared with my listeners.
Thank you, Lynn. Thanks for having me on the show. You're awesome. You're just a fabulous host.
Thanks. I try to do my best, and I love interviewing and I love podcasting, so that definitely helps. All right, my friends, remember, you know that I love working with new and repeat authors to write and edit their nonfiction books. So instead of using your time to write your book, you can work on what you do best, and that's being a thought leader. So if you want to sign up for a discovery call, definitely go to writeforyou.me And until next week, this is Lynn Aliquity reminding you to keep writing, keep dreaming, and keep creating. Your book is waiting to be born.
Are you ready to elevate your career with a professionally published book, but unsure where to start? I'm Lynn Aliquity Smarges, and I work with thought leaders, executives, and speakers on how to write and self-publish their book with confidence. From conquering imposter syndrome to navigating book marketing, join me each week for practical wisdom and proven strategies, bringing you closer towards your goal of self-publishing success. Whether you're a CEO with revolutionary ideas or a speaker with an inspiring journey, the Publishing for Professionals podcast is your roadmap to becoming a published best-selling author.